You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 37, and we'll be reading from the English Standard Version. At this also my heart trembles and leaps out of its place. Keep listening to the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that comes from his mouth. Under the whole heaven he lets it go, and his lightning to the corners of the earth. After it, his voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice, and he does not restrain the lightnings when his voice is heard. God thunders wondrously with his voice. He does great things that we cannot comprehend. For to the snow, he says, fall on the earth. Likewise to the downpour, his mighty downpour. He seals up the hand of every man, that all men whom he made may know it. Then the beasts go into their lairs and remain in their dens. From its chamber comes the whirlwind, and cold from the scattering winds. By the breath of God ice is given, and the broad waters are frozen fast. He loads the thick cloud with moisture. The clouds scatter his lightning. They turn around and around by his guidance to accomplish all that he commands them on the face of the habitable world. Whether for correction or for his land or for love, he causes it to happen. Hear this, O Job. Stop and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know how God lays his command upon them and causes the lightning of his cloud to shine? Do you know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? You whose garments are hot, when the earth is still because of the south wind. Can you, like him, spread out the skies, hard as a cast metal mirror? Teach us what we shall say to him. We cannot draw up our case because of darkness. Shall it be told him that I would speak? Did a man ever wish that he would be swallowed up? And now no one looks on the light when it is bright in the skies, when the wind has passed and cleared them. Out of the north comes golden splendor. God is clothed with awesome majesty. The Almighty, we cannot find him. He is great in power. Justice and abundant righteousness he will not violate. Therefore, men fear him. He does not regard any who are wise in their own conceit. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at this portion of Scripture today. And we're grateful to have access to your word and to be able to meditate on all the things that you communicate in it. And Lord, in this portion of Scripture, we're reminded of your majesty, and we're reminded of your splendor. We're reminded of your great authority, and how high above your creation you truly are. And Lord, you remind us to have a reverence for you, to have a healthy fear of you that's born out of our respect for you. Because Lord, in our own eyes, we're often very conceited, and we have a higher opinion of ourselves than we really ought to, and a higher degree of appreciation for our own man-made wisdom instead of realizing that you are the source of true and lasting wisdom. Lord, we're grateful for the example of humility that you've given us in your Son, Jesus Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be selfishly held onto, but he willingly took on flesh and was willing to die for our sin on the cross so that through faith in him we could live forever. Lord, we're grateful for the forgiveness and for the new life that we have through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. And we're grateful, Lord, for the fact that we are reminded of the fact that Christ is perfect and we still struggle with sin, and so we need to rely on the righteousness of Christ that's granted to us as a gift through faith in him, so that we don't drift toward conceit. Lord, thank you for these reminders from your word, and thank you for your presence with us today. And we commit this day to your care, and thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.